With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
This all starts with me informing formally Amber that we're in a fight, and this is not going to go well for you today.
Oh.
Because we're going to talk about people who have stuck it to the man. We're calling it sticking it to the man.
Yeah.
And she's over there going,
sticking it to the man. A little remix there.
Yeah. So I've been singing that song for like the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Stuck in your head.
Sticking it to the man. Holds a little hold.
It's catchy.
It's not. And it's the worst earworm. Like, I'd rather have like Yamo the Baby Shark song in my head than a Doobie Brothers song. We got talking about this because there's some dude whose way of sticking it to the man, he figured out. He works near an amusement park. I don't know if Elitch's has this, but you can buy an unlimited meal plan where you can get 2 free meals every day.
Nice.
So first you have to buy the season pass, which is not cheap, but then you get for $150, you can eat 2 free meals every day at the park. So literally every single day, that's $150, but an amusement park is open for what? Months.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what part of the country he's in. He's in California.
So probably every day.
All year round.
Yeah.
He can cover 2 meals a day, 365 days a year for $150.
Heck yeah.
And his office was right by the amusement park.
Five minutes.
Just stepping out for lunch every day.
Dang.
But you're eating carny food.
That is the downfall.
And you're wearing the ears.
You don't have to wear the ears. But at first you could either get burger and fries or pizza and breadsticks or a lame sandwich that he said was even terrible. But now the park has grown and they have other restaurants. He doesn't go as often, but for years as a struggling like college student, that was his way of sticking it to the man.
Smart.
$150.
Brilliant, actually.
You know how much beer money you would have after you did that?
Yeah, and exactly. And now they have like vegan friendly options, like healthy stuff.
So
can I do it?
If Elitch's has a meal plan, I think Elitch's meal plan gets you 1 meal maybe every time you visit. But even then, if you could get it but they're only open from like May till, they're still open now.
That's
though.
Still a good deal. Yeah.
Figure out what that is. We could just hit it on your way in. Maybe ride 1 roller coaster, eat a meal.
Be ready to barf by showtime.
So we want to hear how you guys stick it to the man. We'll give you some more examples. Who else in here has done it?
I've definitely done it. A kind of a similar thing when I was in college. There was a pizza place right by our apartment, and they partnered with some website that gave you discount codes. So you just needed to enter an email address. And so we had fake emails, and we ate for free for a long time. So much so that one time when I went to pick up my free pizza, the police showed up because the company were using the IP address. They figured out it was coming from one apartment. So I had 2 police cars show up while I was trying to get my pizza. Looking for
But me. Is it illegal?
It's a gray area is what I like to say.
Did they arrest you that day?
No, I think it's against their terms of service. So I had to get on the phone with the people. The police made me get on the phone with the people at this website and promise to never do it again. So then we just went to the library and did it because it's a different IP address.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to eat. I had no money. It was all I could do.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah, I stuck it to the man.
They didn't, like, recognize you coming in every day?
The place is called Pizza Pit. They knew it, but they were getting reimbursed from the company, so they didn't care at all.
Yeah.
And the guy kind of shed a tear when the police were there because he knew
it was over.
Our gravy train's over, yeah. We'll never see you boys as often again.
They don't all have to be food related. Has anybody done the parking lot thing, like downtown? So they've kind of figured it out where now when you park in one of the lots and you go and pay for the thing and they print a receipt,
Yeah. Now
they make you enter your license plate.
Oh, because you could just pass that ticket on.
I did it every single time. If I paid like $20, I would be like, I'll pay for all day. And then as I wait for a car to come in. I'm like, come over here. I hand them my card. I pull out. They pull into that space. Because you used to say, I'm in 3B. And I would like.
That's pretty wicked.
Because, dude, I don't need it for all day. I need to just run into a bar, have like 6 drinks. Sorry.
Okay.
None of that is true. It's when you and I would go downtown and do like an appearance or whatever, like the tavern.
Yep.
And you'd have to pay for like 8 hours of parking. And I was like, okay. Then the next person who was going to the Rockies game or whatever, I'm like, here's free parking for you. Stick it.
Yeah.
To them.
Now they're advancing, though. When I park downtown, people are just ripping the like gate thing off. And driving out.
What?
So
what?
They're like real. They're getting aggressive with the man.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're a man sticker, if you've been sticking it to the man, we want to hear what you do. 303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059. There was one that was in the news the other day. I don't think this is sticking it to the man, but there's the hack for Five Guys. Did you see that?
Mm. Where you can get like 2 burgers for the price of 1, but they're like half size.
So what you do is you order a burger and you can order extra patties, and the patties are cheap. They're like $1 extra or whatever. So you could get like a quad if you wanted.
Nice.
And then you order a bunch of extra toppings. You go like twice as much tomatoes, all this lettuce and whatever. And when you get done building your burger, you can say, I like a lot of bread. So can I have an extra bun? And they'll give you an extra bun. So then when you go there, you have 1 ginormous burger and 1 extra bun.
That's not bad.
And then you get in the parking lot and divvy up your loot and make a second burger.
That's not.
Well, the best part about doing that at Five Guys is you're not just sticking it to the man, you're sticking it to 5 men.
Buddy. The only other one that I have, and this is for nobody else in the room but Steve, I believe.
What's up?
Remember when there was a thing called a payphone?
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody remember that?
Uh-huh.
And you were like,
yes.
You needed to get picked up by your mom.
Okay.
And you didn't have any money, so you hit 0.
Yep.
And then you dial the number, and then it would be, say your name here, because it would, when it would collect. Ring, it would go,
yep.
So-and-so would like to make a collect call. So it was like, you say, Mom, I'm ready to be picked up. I'm in Elitch's. And they would go, Mom, I'm ready to be picked up. I'm an agent. Would like it. And she's like, what? And she would hang up. She would like not accept the charges, but she knew you were ready to be picked up.
That
an agent.
Was brilliant.
You did it every time. Because they gave you a gap to say your name.
All the time.
Oh my God. I got picked up from every movie theater, every restaurant. I was like, Mama Machilis. Anyway, if you've sing the song.
Sticking it to the man.
Oh, my God. 303-222-5423.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
We are looking for people who have stuck it to the man.
Yeah.
Sticking it to the man.
It's a little disappointing that neither Amber nor Steve have. You guys have. You just can't. You're so good at it.
Yeah.
You don't remember how often you do it.
I remember times I haven't done it more often than
right. Nick.
Yes.
Sticking it to the man. What'd you do?
Hey, man, I'm just, one thing I've loved to do is I hate riding that train out to the airport and just spending a ton of money on that. I feel like that's just a crazy amount to ride on a train for 30 minutes. So I've downloaded the app on my phone. I'll just put it on there, and I'll put a ticket in my cart. And if somebody comes around, they're like, hey, ticket check, no big deal. I'll just validate ticket, show it to them. I swear, 9 times out of 10, if nobody comes through and checks that ticket, I don't even click it, and it'll just sit in my cart for like a month until somebody checks it.
Wow.
Free rides all day, sticking it to the man.
Brilliant.
You can actually pull that off. If you're on a slow day, the dude checks. But when there's a lot of people on the car, like Bronco games and different stuff, because everybody just hits the Peña station at like 61st and Peña and rides it downtown.
Dang.
You don't have to activate the...
That's fun.
Wow.
All right. Thank you for the call, Nick. Sadie.
Yay.
Sticking it to the man. What do?
Okay, so when I get those credit card offers in the envelopes and then they stick all kinds of stuff in there, what I do is I take the envelope and I stuff either their offer or other like newspaper clippings or random stuff that I have.
Yeah.
And I send it back to them. So that's what I do.
You do send it back? Because there's often like a prepaid envelope in there, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's my own little revenge.
For like 3 hours, I worked for the processing center that processes those.
Oh, yeah, you do the envelopes.
It's an awful job. And I would have hated you. Because you have to sort what comes back in that envelope. And if it was a bunch of newspaper clippings from like the late 60s, I'd be really upset. But it kind of works.
She gave you a special
one. She certainly did. I like that one. Thank you, Sadie. Mike.
Yeah, I got
it. Yeah.
Sticking it to the man, what do?
Okay, back in college, the school instituted a $30 fine for lost silverware from the cafeteria.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot. We thought, this is stupid. So we stole what we thought was about $30 worth of silverware from the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So you started. And then started what?
Using it in our apartments and stuff. We didn't buy silverware. We just stole it from the cafeteria.
Heck yeah.
Why? So, and if you'd been caught, you would have had to pay $50 per piece?
$30.
Well played. You got away with it.
No, I mean, but why can't just go buy your own damn silver? It's at the dollar store now.
Yeah. They've got beer. There's beer. That's more priority.
Oh, you're right. When you're that age, you're weighing and balancing where my money's going. That's a 12-pack of PBR.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, my God. Well played, sir. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Don.
Yay.
Yay. Sticking it to the man.
There's an app that you use when you go to the gas stations to fill up, and it gives you cash back. And I had a company credit card to fill up company vehicles, and I'd be fueling up every day and then just getting cash back.
Heck yeah.
So you fueled up a fleet of cars.
Yes.
Sticking it to the man.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
That rocks, Don. Well played.
Does the company be paying for the gas anyway for the company vehicles, and I just get the money back?
Yeah.
And they don't care that you do that.
Right.
Oh my God.
No, because it's nothing extra out of their pocket.
And they don't know there's a... Oh, my God. I love this so much. If you're in charge, if you're like an executive assistant or anything, and you're in charge of meals for, like, I don't want to say who it is. Friend of mine takes meals to operating rooms, like, tries to sell medical devices. So they pay for all hospitals. They love Chick-fil-A. So he buys the trays, whatever. But he has his own loyalty program at Chick-fil-A. He literally has like 300,000 points.
Brilliant.
In Chick-fil-A. He could buy a Chick-fil-A franchise.
Wow.
With the amount of points he has. And his company's paid for all the food. It's brilliant. Michael.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sticking it to the man. What do?
I met a guy at Ameristar about 5 years ago, and I didn't think much of it, but he has a fairly tricked out van. He's on disability. He goes around buying and selling books, but he's got a $20 membership to Planet Fitness, and he travels all over the country, really, and just goes where he wants. And then he has a basic Costco membership, eats at Costco. Now, this is prior to the pandemic, mind you, but he would eat at Costco primarily and then shower every day at a Planet Fitness. And he
so
said,
he pays $20 to shower unlimited, and then he goes to Costco and eats samples all day.
And he eats samples at Costco, and then he'll buy me buy a hot dog for a buck and a half with a drink or something, you know. And the guy will buy a salad here and there. I mean, the guy's in pretty good shape, but he is disabled. But and the guy had a great story. We met at a poker table at Ameristar about 5 years ago prior to the pandemic. Now, I haven't been in touch with him, so the pandemic shut down the samples at Costco, and actually Planet Fitness closed, you know, for
a while. He lost his shower and his samples. I bet he's dirty and hungry. Thank you for the call, man. That's brilliant. Because you could get full at Costco if you wanted to. Trevor?
Yeah.
Sticking it to the man.
So I used to work at a hardware store that rhymes with, like, base hardware.
Got it.
And we used to have this, like, rewards program, and if the person didn't have a phone number, I'd put in my phone number, and I ended up getting, like, $250 of, like, rewards credit over the year that I worked there, and I ended up getting, like, gold status, which I had never seen before, like, never seen anybody else.
And they send you gift cards.
So.
Because when I go to base.
The most I got in one was, like, $55.
Dude, that's brilliant.
That is.
That's
clean house.
Little D used to go to use the fuel points at, like, because he lived in Rifle.
Yeah.
There's only, like,
you're right.
The phone numbers are 970-555, and then you just go, and we, like, use 60 cents. Yep.
He would just randomly use
just anybody's phone number, and you could use their fuel points.
Brilliant again.
We have somebody who needs VD on this
voice
thing.
Disguiser.
Cody.
Yay.
You are disguised. How do you stick it to the man?
So I guess long story short, I bought a pull behind, like, tow camper.
Okay.
For, like, I think it was like $1,500 from this guy down in Payton, Colorado. And it got completely totaled in hail damage. And so I called the insurance company. Basically what they told me is that they could not find anything that was comparable to what I bought. So they had to continue to go up the ranks of the next level up. And they ended up giving me $11,500 for it.
What?
Oh, my God. We are parking campers in hail damage areas. That is brilliant.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.